UW's Masters of Music Education program welcomed its largest ever cohort of summer-only students this session. The degree program is a draw for music teachers from around the state who want to use what little spare time they have to grow in their careers. Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Schrank reports.
It's before 8 o'clock in the morning, and there's a surprising amount of noise coming from a basement classroom in UW's library. Inside is a group of about 25 sitting in a circle, playing instruments or humming along. For most of the year, these people are music educators teaching in schools all over Wyoming. But in the summer, they're students themselves in a UW summer master's program. Today, they're learning a melody by ear.
One thing that we've been talking about is the difference between presentational music and participational music. So music that you just perform and music that you just get together and play.
Michael Cox is a band and choir teacher in Grable. He's playing along on his clarinet.
And that's one thing that I want to take away and show to my students is that you can just get together and play music.
Cox values learning alongside peers who spent time in K-12 education, teaching band, choir, or music.
I just finished my second year of teaching, and there are teachers in this cohort that have been teaching for 30 years. So getting together with a group of teachers who do the same thing that you do and have been doing it longer and trying it with different students in different ways, I think that's the biggest thing that I can take away from this.
Throughout education, it's difficult to get training in new concepts, but now is a good time for music educators to do so. The arts have just been added as an option in the Hathaway curriculum, and a new set of core standards for the arts has been developed. Ron Ryan, an orchestra teacher in Laramie, says they've spent time this summer getting up to speed on the new benchmarks.
Oh man, what a wealth of resources that was. So everything from guiding questions all the way down to worksheets and things that are available to help you plan your lessons. It was unbelievable.
The program is meant to appeal to mid-career music teachers, says Dave Brinkman, the UW professor who created it nearly two decades ago. Brinkman retired in June as the program's largest cohort ever works towards degrees.
The strength is that it allows people to get their degree, but over time, you know, and not have to concentrate it in 2 years and quit their job. So those are people that wouldn't probably have gotten their master's any other way.
Students have some online coursework in the spring, but most happens over three summers. This is summer number two for the current group. There's a lot of focus on creativity and improvisation. Students learn folk dancing and make didgeridoos. Tanya Severson is a K-6 music teacher in Cheyenne. She says what she learns here will come in handy in the fall.
Most of these classes, they really structure so that they are applicable right in our classroom versus, you know, undergrad, there's a lot more playing, there's ensembles. It's a great experience, but this is directed more at for teaching than anything.
In today's world music class, Professor Rod Garnett passes out a bunch of Peruvian panpipes, sets of bamboo tubes of varying lengths and tones.
The style that we play at the University of Wyoming is called sicuris, and we have a set of pipes, and they're divided. Each person has half the pipes that you would need to play a melody. So no one can play a melody by themselves. You have to have the other person there.
Garnett demonstrates with the help of his wife. Minutes later, the group has the tune down. Ellen Mayo is a K-6 music teacher in Gillette. She says exploring music outside Western tradition is crucial, but it's not something all teachers in the state are comfortable doing.
Being in Wyoming, we don't have a lot of different cultural experiences that students can go see. A lot of teachers sometimes don't bring in New World's music to the classroom because they don't want to do it wrong. They don't want to be, you know, inauthentic. Finding those resources and finding ways to bring those different types of music to students is very important.
Professor Garnett's work takes him around the world, and he gets students comfortable with many musical styles and instruments, from the Peruvian panpipes to the Balinese gamelan. Mayo says, in addition to knowledge and experience, students in this program gain a much-needed support system.
When we go back into the classroom and we're struggling or having a tough time, we have those resources to pull. We can call these other people so we don't feel so isolated. You know, I'm the only music teacher most of the days in my building, and for some districts, they're the only music teacher in their town.
Despite the challenges, Mayo says she's excited to get back to work in the fall and bring some new ideas into the classroom. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Aaron Schrank.
These reports are part of the American Graduate, Let's Make It Happen. It's a public media initiative to address the dropout crisis, supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.